For many employers seeking benefits, it's decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. Or try the office 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is Monday morning. Yes, the Monday after Sunday. We've had the best of the Sunday shows for you over the course of the last 2 hours. Now we get into instant analysis with Megan Barth, my friend. And you, of course, know her from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and the new pack, Red Wave America pack. She joins us. Megan, good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Thank you.
Y'all ready for the holidays? Y'all ready for Christmas and Hanukkah and all the other Kwanzaa and all that other stuff? You got all your shopping done, I guess is what I'm asking?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm pretty much done. Just have to mail some gifts and wrap them, and I'm set.
Oh, I just absolutely love it. Let me ask you, this past weekend, we had Friday, we had James Comey testifying. Did we learn anything? I know it's starting to leak out what was in there. Are we learning anything of substance about what James Comey told the House Judiciary Committee?
Yes, we're learning that he has selective amnesia. We're learning that he doesn't remember anything. 245 times he said, I don't know, I don't recall, I don't remember. And we're talking about an FBI director who said that he took copious notes when he was the FBI director, memos, as they were called. But he can't seem, I guess, to find those memos to rattle his brain to remember anything about anything related to the FISA warrant, about the Steele dossier, about Christopher Steele, about Fusion GPS, about Bruce Orr, who worked for him. And so it kind of defies any sort of logic that this experienced appointed director that had worked for decades within the federal government and as an attorney just can't seem to remember anything. Unless, of course, it started after Trump was president. Then he has his notes, and he is telling the American people, until our last breath, we must fight President Trump. And this is a supposed registered Republican who I believe has a lot to hide. He's kind of invoking the Clinton testimony, much like Hillary Clinton did when she was asked by Congress that she doesn't know, she doesn't remember, she doesn't recall. And when you do that, you cannot then be charged with perjury because you can't perjure yourself if you don't remember anything.
My question is, why are we just now today finding out about this lapse of memory. This guy's been before two or three different committees, Senate and House, and we're just now finding out that he can't remember this, can't remember that? 245 times?
Well, yeah. Right. That's selective amnesia. And it really just, like I said, defies all logic that this former director of the FBI simply can't recall anything about anything related to the phony Steele dossier. He still says that it was not a verifiable dossier, so that begs the question, why, number one, it was presented as evidence to Rod Rosenstein, who then signed it, which then, of course, launched the counterintelligence spy operation into the Trump campaign.
Did the House Judiciary Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee and all these different committees, did Republicans mess up on this? Did we let this guy off the hook? I would have thought with some of the stuff that we keep hearing about his involvement and leaking documents and things like that, this guy would be in jail by now if he weren't, the former director of the FBI. Did Republicans drop the ball on this thing?
Well, yeah, I believe they did because, you know, we can sit here and talk about, James Comey's selective amnesia, but what we do know is that he leaked information to the press, and he also lied to Congress. If you or I had lied to Congress, we wouldn't be on a book tour. We wouldn't be free to tweet, and we would be indicted for lying to Congress, and that's exactly what needs to happen. We cannot have two sets of laws, one for the politically connected and one set of laws for everybody else. That's what causes all of this corruption and allows the Democrats to continue to act lawlessly without any sort of repercussion or accountability.
Okay, let's work our way chronologically. Earlier last week, there was the Michael Flynn sentencing memo. First of all, were you surprised by what was in it, what was redacted, and the recommendations?
Well, no, not really. I'm just surprised that Michael Flynn has basically lost everything that he has simply because he chose to support Donald Trump as president. He became a political target, political enemy number one of Hillary Clinton and the DNC. And that was really the motivation by where they had threatened to incarcerate his son, Michael Flynn, who I actually met and know, and tried to ruin his life. And so this whole entire political theater, this political prosecution of Michael Flynn was bound and determined to end up really with nothing because there wasn't anything there. In a transition team, he has every right to talk to pretty much anybody he wants. And so for any discussion that he might have had with the Russians in a transition team was completely legal. It's been conducted by, other folks who had worked on transition teams of other administrations. And so, again, we have to kind of ask ourselves, what exactly are the Democrats afraid of? They're obviously very afraid. They're very afraid of Donald Trump. They're very afraid of this administration because they wouldn't use their political operatives, whether that's John Brennan or James Comey, to try and smear and sabotage this administration and continue their seditious coup against this administration to undermine the will of the American people.
Okay, last Friday, and these are the ones that for me was interesting, the sentencing memos of Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort. Michael Cohen is just a snake in the grass, and Paul Manafort, to me, is just a sleazy, selling influence sort of guy. Whatever happens to him, I don't really feel for him. Can you talk a little bit about what you found interesting in those sentencing memos last Friday?
Well, it sounds like to me that Michael Cohen has a long history of breaking the law and violating the law, and they're recommending some heavy sentencing. I'm curious to know if the new Attorney General, Barr, is going to raid or even Larry Klayman, for example, who's representing Jerome Corsi, and Jerome Corsi is suing Mueller for $350 million. Will Larry Klayman be allowed to storm and raid the lawyers' offices of Robert Mueller? Why not? That is the precedent that the Democrats have set. When it comes to Manafort, it looks like Manafort had some shady dealings over the course of his career in and outside of politics. He supposedly lied to the FBI. But all of these crimes that are being alleged by the Mueller witch hunt happened well long before Donald Trump ever ran for president. And these sorts of perjury traps that Michael Cohen has set up is being called out by Jerome Corsi and Larry Klayman, and thank God they are, because we need to get to the bottom of exactly what Mueller's team of 12 angry Democrats are up to, and we also have to get to the bottom of why it was a tactic to completely storm the law offices of our president's then attorney in order to try to dig up more dirt. And what we're going to see now is the Southern District Court of New York, who has historically been corrupt and politicized. They are not an attorney's office that necessarily is interested in the equal weight of justice, but yet pursues their political enemies. Let's not forget Dinesh D'Souza. They are the ones that were responsible that supposedly that are going to imprison the president over campaign finance laws. Well, Barack Obama didn't go to prison for campaign finance laws. Barack Obama paid $350,000 fine for violating campaign finance laws.
I'm just curious, this whole thing of paying off Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, and I'm guessing that the first question in a deposition is, did you ever do this before these two women? Did you ever have to pay off other? Yes. That as a businessman, Donald J. Trump, celebrity Donald J. Trump, my guess is he had to do this multiple times. Since when did this become illegal? I mean, this is done all the time. CBS is still paying off women from the Les Moonves era. And yet nobody wants to haul those guys into court.
Well, and no one's hauling into court the 260 seated congressmen or senators that use taxpayer funds to
I forgot about them. Oh, wow.
Right. So you have, Adam Schiff, you have Eric Swalwell, you have the other talking heads of the left that are accusing the president of all of these salacious accusations. Yet we don't know as taxpayers how our money was spent to cover up their alleged crimes and assaults against a variety of victims, both male and female.
More to come with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. She's going to join, and we're going to talk about voter integrity and where we are in that process. It seems like every week or so there's breaking news on that front. We'll get to more on that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit nevadapolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit nevadapolicy.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now for a Monday. That means Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. How long, Megan, is this going to go? Is this the beginning of the end when we get all these sentencing memos? Is this all they got?
I believe that this is all they got, but the Democrats are going to ensure that Robert Mueller is there. Political agent, if you will, in order to further sabotage this president when Nancy Pelosi takes the gavel. They've already promised us at least 50 investigations, I believe, into Donald Trump, and they will use Robert Mueller if they can in order to, like I said, further undermine the will of the American people and carry out this coup that started with the Hillary Clinton campaign back in 2015 or 16.
Well, and don't forget, we've had the resistance, which you know began with Obama staffers. My question is, impeachment. What is it to you that constitutes an impeachable offense? Is paying off Stormy Daniels $130,000 is that an impeachable offense?
No, but the Democrats aren't following the law. So the Democrats can make up whatever they want and go through the impeachment proceedings in the House, which will never see the light of day in the Senate because the Senate's not going to vote to impeach the president. But the Democrats are going to act as lawlessly as they're allowed to. And this is why I've said for as long as Mueller was selected by Rod Rosenstein that Mueller should have been fired right away and Rod Rosenstein should have been fired right away. Especially for not recusing himself. James Comey should have recused himself. He's compromised. Robert Mueller should have recused himself. He's compromised. The whole entire swamp is compromised. And so when you see all of the conflicts of interest, and when you see that the law is being continually manipulated in order to protect the Democrats, I would have fired Mueller right away. Why not? I mean, they're going to hate Donald Trump no matter what he does. So give them something else to howl about.
Want to ask you, because everybody asks me, and I say I'll ask Megan next week, anything new on the voter integrity deal? We notice there's a big to-do in North Carolina, but this time it's a Republican that is apparently benefiting, and so the fake news media is all over this one. We have voter integrity issues in our state, and they just dropped the ball.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge. The investigative brief has been completed. It was sent to me last week. I turned it over to a source of mine who I implicitly trust, probably the only source I trust in and around D.C. He and I will continue to have a conversation about exactly what was uncovered. But what I can tell you is that we found hundreds of voters that voted twice. And we're talking about data, Kevin, that we looked at data that was found in the current voter rolls, and only data that represents probably, 6 to 8% of the entire data set. So what we found in just that small percentage of data boggled my mind. Hundreds of voters voted twice. We have at least four voters that are 118 years old.
Whoa. Did you say 118 years old?
Yes, 118 years old. We have, I think it's over 40 voters over the age of 100 that voted, many of them at the polls. Those four 118-year-old voters, three of them voted at the polls. And so I've said, my God, Ponce de Leon should have not stopped in Florida and looked for the Fountain of Youth. He should have kept going.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to start drinking the tap water
Nevada,
because obviously we are sitting on the Fountain of Youth when we have these centenarians that are so incredibly active and who, by the way, live in single-family homes. Usually you find, people of that age. Well, we never find people of that age, but older people are living in group homes, or they are living in, Del Webb type of Sun City type of areas. Oh, no.
Wow.
All of these, 118-year-old voters. And so it begs the question, if we found this, and we only had a few eyeballs on the data, how did the Secretary of State's office miss this? And since they did miss this, what else are they missing?
That is incredible. Can you stick with us just another few minutes?
Sure.
More with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. What happens to a legal brief like this? Where does it go? And when do we finally get authorities to start looking into this? Please. We'll get to that and more coming up. It is live and local now.
Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say.
Mondays aren't all that bad on this show because we've got Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC, and she joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. It sounds to me like you either have or are on the verge of having what I've always called in Nevada the smoking gun when it comes to voter integrity, voter fraud. You've got people voting not twice, not three times, maybe four times. You've got 118-year-old people voting. You've got the smoking gun. What can you do with it?
Well, I've already given it to somebody, like I said, that I trust, who's a source in D.C. I believe that it should warrant an injunction against this state, which we have time to file until the first week or two in January. The Secretary of State's office has reached out to me wondering exactly, how many voters are at this specific address, and there are 15. They would like the information on that. And so now that I have the report, and now that I kind of have the summary, we know we can only, because we are, our investigators are independent, they're not federal or state related, you know, we can only dig down so far into the data. We cannot access birth records, we cannot access death records, but what we can access are the voter rolls. And when the voter rolls show us that people have voted twice, and when the voter rolls show us that we have 118-year-old voters, you know, this is something that the Secretary of State's office could easily look into, and actually that's their job. Their job is to clean the voter rolls. And it looks like to me it's the voter rolls have not been cleaned. And so, you know, I could turn over our investigation to the Secretary of State, but I've done that before and they did nothing with it or said they, you know, found nothing, et cetera. And so I don't really have any confidence in their efforts, specifically because of how much misinformation, disinformation, doubly registered voters, triple registered voters, double voters, you know, all of these 118-year-old voters, 115-year-old voters. You know, we have voters on the rolls that were born in 1900 and 1901, and these voters are voting. And you know, like I said, we found 40 voters that are over the age of 100. Now, are some of those legit? Yeah, possibly. You know, people do live longer lives. We could have 100 and 102-year-old voters, sure. But it begs the question, you know, what has the Secretary of State's office done to verify that these 118-year-old, 115-year-old, 117-year-old voters are still alive? They have the access to the data that would tell them immediately. So, you know, I can hand them my report, but they could easily go into the rolls and look to see, oh, we've got, you know, six voters born before 1901. Maybe we should check the death records.
Well, let me just ask you, who is it, if you don't have investigative powers, who is it that does? Who's got manpower? Who's got investigators? Who's got subpoena power? Who is it that actually can do this?
Well, any federal or state agency. I mean, we could have a lawsuit filed, and we could have, you know, the agencies look into this data and see whether or not this data is accurate data. But the Secretary of State's office, their main job is to ensure that the voter rolls are clean. And like I said, what I can see from my eyes, you know, looking at the voter rolls, looking at the evidence that was presented to us from the people that were looking at the voter rolls and presented this evidence to us, that there are very questionable voters on our rolls. And also voters that voted twice. Hundreds of them voted twice. And like I said, we did not look at the, you know, 1.4 million or 1.2 million or whatever it is registered voters. We simply didn't have the manpower or the time to do so. But the small subset of data, like I said, maybe, you know, 6% of the entire data set was looked at. And so far, this is what we found. And so we do not have an accurate audit of the rolls. In my estimation, we have not had a proper cleaning of the rolls. And so, you know, I am very hesitant to turn over this information to the Secretary of State because, like I said, I've turned over evidence back in 2016. Nothing was done with it. I turned over evidence that was from the post office, a whistleblower for the post office that said that, you know, policies and procedures changed during early voting and sample ballots simply disappeared. Well, now if they would have taken action and contacted the post office inspector general to ensure that those ballots were secured according to federal procedures, perhaps we would have found those sample ballots. But now those sample ballots don't have to be retained any longer because the post office only holds sample ballots for 22 months. And so I really don't want to hear the excuses from the Secretary of State's office anymore. I want action. I want an injunction filed. I want those held accountable that have broken the law to be charged with breaking the law. I want our voter rolls audited.
Because
it doesn't seem like our current Secretary of State or her staff has done their job to ensure that the integrity of the election is sound, secure, and protected.
Have you reached out at all to members of Congress, Mark Amadei is the only one I can think of in state that you could do that with. But even if you had to go out of state, is there anybody that you can reach out to that has either access to a congressional committee, which has oversight, which has potential investigators? Is there a way of going about it that way?
What I can tell you is this: the right people have this information.
Okay.
That's all I can say. The right people are looking at this information. The right people have this information. This information may be shared with a couple other people. My goal is simply to have a one-page summary with bullet points, you know, put on the president's desk and said, look what's going on in Nevada. You know, that's the ultimate authority, right? That's who can really get the ball rolling. The RNC could play a role in this. The Clark County GOP could play a role in this. And so, you know, there are many players that are interested in this data that will have the data, that, or at least our investigative brief, that would then require that the entire rule, the entire voter roll of Nevada be looked at, just not this small subset that we found. Because, like I said, we found hundreds of double voters in just the small data set that we looked at. Well, what does that say about the rest? So, for example, if we found 200 double voters in 100,000, in a data set of 100,000,
yeah.
Okay, are we to assume we should multiply that by 10 because we have, you know, 1,000,002 voters?
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't, I don't know, because we don't have the manpower to do that. But it certainly, to me, looks like a huge red flag, and a red flag that would then cause the entire data set, meaning the voter rolls, to be audited.
Again, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. I know until last week I'd never heard of the thing called vote harvesting. But all of a sudden, in North Carolina, we got something going on. They're talking about voter harvesting. Any evidence of voter harvesting here in Nevada?
Not that I've seen. It's ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting is only legal in California, and that was based on a signed law by Jerry Brown and the Democrats. Of course, the Democrats are always going to, point fingers when ballot harvesting doesn't work in their favor, or when, you know, registration doesn't work in their favor. But when it works in their favor, they're mum. And they'll sign laws in order to manipulate the process, the voting process. You know, this past week, I was sat on a panel with J. Christian Adams, and we were talking about election integrity. And J. Christian Adams runs the Election Law Center, and he's always on Fox News. He cross-examined Brenda Snipes and many of her employees in Broward. And he specifically talked about process. And he goes, you know, the Democrats aren't really interested in policy. They're interested in process. Which brings me to my next point. Every time you manipulate a process, you invite mistakes into that process if the process is not verified. So every time you deviate from a process, it allows mistakes. So this is why the Democrats continually manipulate the process, because that when you manipulate the process, when you deviate the process, you can get away with a lot more because that process is compromised. So whether it's early voting or whether it's early registration or same-day registration, you know, he pointed out, J. Christian Adams pointed out, that the reason we have Obamacare is because of voter fraud. Because Al Franken won because 1,200 felons voted in Minnesota and gave Franken the title of Senator Al Franken. And Senator Al Franken was the deciding vote on Obamacare. And so for those people who don't think that if voter fraud occurs anywhere, it affects all of us. So it doesn't matter if it's just in Nevada, it doesn't matter if it's just in Broward, it doesn't matter if it's just in Maricopa, because any time a voice is stolen, it affects all of our voices, because then we end up with representatives like Senator Gropey Al Franken, who then becomes the deciding vote on Obamacare because 1,200 felons voted. And I just find it really highly unusual that when we look at the ballot, okay, in Nevada for this last election, we got our clocks cleaned in basically every race except for the Secretary of State. Now, the Secretary of State that was the candidate for Secretary of State that was running against Barbara is the son of an illegal immigrant. He's outwardly gay, and he's Latino. I mean, he checked all of the boxes that the left loves, and yet he lost by a couple thousand votes. It boggles my mind that she was the only Republican that survived a split ticket. Now, thankfully, she did, because we would have a complete Democrat rule in the basically the executive branch of government, and they are going to hijack this system specifically through question five. And so if we have dirty voter rolls right now, which yield dirty elections, what's going to happen when they institute question five? When all these illegal aliens are just going to be automatically registered, and I'm sure Barbara and others are going to tell us, oh, no, we'll make sure that, you know, the process is totally, yeah, right. I'm looking at a process right now which gave us hundreds of double voters and dozens of centenarian voters, some as old as 118 years old, that somehow found their way to the polls to vote.
Megan, let me ask you, you've sent your brief off to people you trust, and I got to ask you, are you going to get a quick turnaround on this? Is this something that takes time? Is this something we're going to know about in the next couple of months?
We'll know about it pretty quickly, because like I said, if the RNC does file an injunction based on our evidence, they have to do so, I think it's by like January, around the 10th, let's just say, you know, second week of January to be safe. So we'll definitely find out something, I would assume, by the end of the month.
Wow. If folks want to find out what you're up to, if folks want to follow your writings, where are you going to be on radio and TV? Where can they find you?
Best place to find me is ReaganBabe.com, and the best way to reach me is through Twitter, at ReaganBabe, on Facebook, at ReaganBabe.com, as well as if they want to email me, I respond to all emails, ReaganBabe at ProtonMail.com.
All right. Megan, always good. We will talk again next week. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. It's all there for you. Yeah, trust me. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casale, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify. And if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group, on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. Michael Schaus was in here. He had a big bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can actually help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. By the way, you want to save even more money? Do what I do. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. They bring it right to your front door, and they save you tons of dough in the process. Would you like that? Then check it out right now. RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. That's RealWaterHomeDelivery.com. I want you to hear, and this is cut three, I want you to hear the amazing complaints, the prediction of impeachment, the fact that this guy's going to spend time in jail. I mean, it's absolutely dumbfounding how the fake news media is taking these sentencing memos, didacted as they are. They're already absolutely certain that individual number one is the president. Not necessarily so, but that's what they're saying. But listen to this montage from the fake news media just over the last 48 to 72 hours. Since the so-called sentencing memos have come out for Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, and Michael Cohen. Listen to how the fake news media has been judge, jury, and executioner all in one fell swoop.
A lot of paper here tonight, but the one thing that jumped out at me is the President of the United States, individual one, directed a crime.
So right now we have a sitting President of the United States who committed two felonies while running for president.
And so if history means anything in the Trump era, if precedent means anything in the Trump era, Donald Trump will be, must be impeached because of the crimes prosecutors say he committed in the Michael Cohen case.
Robert Mueller is essentially then saying,
here, Congress, here's an impeachable offense. You decide.
I think what this totality of today's filings show that the House is going to have little choice the way this is going other than to start impeachment proceedings.
There you have it. They're sure of it. They're positive of it. I just love it. Tell you what, let's go to Robert. Robert's in Boulder City. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to say thank you to Megan Ball. She's 100% accurate. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody understand this. All Republicans, pay attention. We have no voter fraud task force. There is no such person that you can call our organization. We need a federally appointed voter fraud task force with a bunch of computer wizards to investigate this, because this kind of fraud is happening nationwide.
Robert. But we had one. Remember the guy, Chris Kobach, and the vice president were leading it up?
I worked for Kobach. It was a joke. It was just two girls that answered the phone and said, yeah, Kobach lost because he didn't pay attention, and they're looking into it again. But one thing interesting, everybody has to pay attention to this. The master registration list, okay, it's like a phone book. You can order it in Kansas and pay the fee, and you can look at all the names and cross-reference everything to double-check. She won't give it up. Barbara, why won't you give it up? We want Washoe County, the list of all Republicans, A through Z, and all the Democrats. We want to see it. And we want to see Clark County and Las Vegas and North Las Vegas are two separate files. So we want all the files, the registered names on record right now, seized by the FBI so they don't alter it. But we want that list, because you'll see right there, they vote in North Las Vegas and cruise over to Vegas and vote, and nothing stops them. And the point is that we were ripped off completely through voter registration fraud. And I will challenge Barbara Stagaski and everybody under him, Wally, who put up the let us use the illegal systems that could be easily transferred, to take a polygraph. I'll pay you $1,000, Barbara. You listening? $1,000 if you can answer this question. Did you and the Assistant Secretary of State get a bribe from the globalists to let this election go?
Wow. Robert, thanks, man. The only reason I'm ending the call is because we got to end the program. Unbelievable. What a way to end it on. $1,000 challenge. If Wayne Thorley and Barbara Zagafsky will agree to a polygraph test. Wow. That would be cool. And that's going to do it for today. Tomorrow, Victor Jakes. I know he's normally on Monday. He's got one more obligation on Monday. And then, so he'll be on tomorrow. And also Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party. He is in D.C. to visit with the president of the United States. That's tomorrow. Live and local now. Hope you'll join us. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Look inside, let the sound take you away. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs.